In this second video from Joshua, I've titled it, Don't Confuse Your People. And I have to say, over the years when I've worked with people in churches and also in business and even in my own family, that I either talk too much or talk too fast or try and dump everything I've got in my mind rather than being simple and clear. And you know, Joshua was in your face leader. He was very clear and very specific, and he wanted people to know and understand, because there wasn't going to be a lot of time facing these fierce nations in taking the promised land to have committee meetings and sit around and talk and try and understand what does he want us to do. So they didn't misunderstand him, the people. May not have liked what he said, but they didn't misunderstand him. And, you know, we need to do the same. And he had a no-nonsense approach. He was clear, direct, and he had actions around what he suggested. Most of us can talk about vision and mission, which is important and needed, but we never have the actions. The business plans don't have the actions. Church programs or where they want to go forward don't have actions, and we need specific actions to be able to move forward. So in these days, we need church leaders, we need business leaders, and we need government leaders to be very clear and direct and have actions. And as we know, we don't often see a lot of that direction, or more so a lot of talk, but not a lot of action or specifics. And Joshua took risks. When you're going to go into a foreign land, you're thinking on your feet as you're moving. And he had to take risks. In business, you've got to take risks. When you're going to build a church, you've got to take risks. And we can sit in our comfort zones, but when we do, we become disillusioned, unhappy, and people become demotivated. And God's about growing our relationship with him and in our own lives to grow, and for our churches and businesses to grow. And Joshua challenged people in chapter 18, verse 3, because they wanted to sit where they were on the other side of the Jordan River in the desert and not to go across. They were comfortable there. I don't know how you can be comfortable in a desert, but they were. But he challenged them. This is how direct it was in chapter 18, verse 3. How long will you neglect to go and possess the land the Lord has given you? And that was very specific and very clear. So don't be indecisive as a leader. Give clear, specific directions. And if you have to appoint people with deadlines, that's even better, because then there's no hiding behind, I didn't know what needed doing by when. And become one of those that don't confuse your people.